Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people. Ask God to help them, intercede on their behalf, and give thanks for them. A recent ComRes opinion poll revealed that twice as many people in the 18 to 34 age group prayed compared with those aged over 55. But regardless of age, the question is, what do you do when you pray? Here in our verse today, Paul encourages Timothy to have the right focus in his praying. Our natural condition is to be self-centered, so it's very easy for us to see prayer in an entirely selfish way. We pray for ourselves, our happiness, our health, our family, our future, and so on. All of those things are perfectly proper subjects for prayer. But if they become the exclusive focus of our prayers, something's gone seriously wrong. Paul reminded Timothy that the priority of his life needed to be to pray for others, particularly those in authority. This was especially challenging at the time because many of the rulers were violently opposed to Christians. However, Paul told his young friend that they needed to be on his prayer list. Paul saw prayer as Timothy's priority. There's no doubt that Timothy had many responsibilities as a leader. He had pressing issues to deal with every day. He needed to be robust in defending the truth of the gospel, and particularly because there were so many people who were seeking to destroy the church. He had an incredibly busy ministry, but amid all his vital work, Paul told him that prayer needed to be his priority. That's an important observation for all of us, because it's often tempting to see our activity as our priority. We feel we should be busy, but what God really wants is for us to be prayerful. In short, if we're too busy to pray, we're too busy. I'm convinced that prayer still needs to be our priority. We will all be busy with many different things, but prayer needs to be number one, because this is God's work, and in prayer, we show our dedication to working in partnership with Him. So let me ask you a question. Is prayer your priority, honestly? If it is, then rejoice. If it isn't, think through how this could happen. Now let me pray with you. Loving God, please help us to take prayer more seriously, to place it at the heart of our lives. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.